1-800-518 and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right. Every Thursday morning, Doers of the Word, we gather at Doers of the Word Baptist Church for prayer. And, I mean, we go into entrenched prayer because, folks, this nation needs prayer. It really needs prayer. And so we go in and we check the phones because people call in prayer requests. And all of you out there listening to us, many of you, you send your prayer requests to us and we pray them. Sometimes there'll be a stacked a foot high of prayer requests. And we go through every last one. We do pray and hold your requests up in prayer. So anyhow, just wanted to say that if you have a prayer request and you call something in, it needs to be called in before 9 o'clock. It's got to be called in. It should be by 8:30 because we go into prayer. We don't. The phones can just ring because we're all in there praying. So that number that you would call for that would be 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367, and leave your prayer request. You can call it in tonight, in fact. And so, also, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we start at 9 o'clock at 14781. That's 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And the zip is 44065. We're right at the corner of Sperry Road and Route 87. Now, a fellow named Jim Hoft, who's a very, very well-known journalist, has written an article called Cash Patel Calls for a Dirtbag. He uses the word Chris Ray. Immediate impeachment following yesterday's shocking news. A 16-member jury was selected on yesterday, Tuesday. And opening arguments were set for Tuesday afternoon in the trial of Igor Danchenko. Now, Danchenko, a Russian nationalist, charged with 5 accounts of making false statements to the FBI in regard to the origins of the Steele dossier. Here, during questioning for special counsel John Durham, Brian Auten, a supervisory counterintelligence analyst with the FBI, revealed the FBI offered Christopher Steele $1 million if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier, but Steele could not do so. Auten repeatedly admitted under questioning from Durham that the FBI never got corroboration for information in the Steele dossier, but used it in the initial FISA application and in 3 subsequent renewals. Auten repeatedly admitted under questioning from Durham that the FBI never got corroboration of the information in the Steele dossier, but used it in an initial FISA application again and again. Agent Brian Auten is another shady operative who ran the raid of President Trump's home. The FBI, that's one of what they call the Dirty 30. The FBI is still out to get Trump, and all of these years later, on July 19, 2020, TGV broke the story that the primary subsource for the Steele dossier was Igor Danchenko, the individual behind most of the made-up lies in the Steele dossier. Now, Cash Patel, he said, I would say that I'm floored by this, but the FBI corruption, as you would say, John Amanda, and I talked about, never ceased to amaze me. The confidential human source corruption cover-up network, as I have called it, is now yet in play again. We have proved the dossier was full of garbage. We proved the FBI knew it was false information, but they went ahead and lied to the federal court anyway. Now your breaking news shows us the depths at which they would go to falsely corroborate the Steele dossier. So we're going to play a clip that you will not hear on any of the deep state fake news media. You will not hear it on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, or you won't even hear it, probably won't even hear it on Fox News either, unless it's on Carlson or maybe Hannity or one of the others. So go ahead and play the clip.
Stories we broke
me, the lead Russiagate investigator, who sent out with Devin Nunes 17 congressional subpoenas for information specifically related to payments and confidential human sources, were denied this information, and we learn it 4 years after our investigation. That means somebody obstructed a congressional investigation with congressional subpoenas. That's a story for another day. Me as a national security prosecutor, I would say I'm floored by this, but the FBI corruption, as you, John, and Amanda and I have talked about, never seems to amaze me. The confidential human source corruption cover-up network, as I have called it, is now yet in play again. We proved the dossier was full of garbage, and we proved that the FBI knew it was false information, but they went ahead and lied to a federal court anyway. Now your breaking news shows us the depths that they would go to falsely corroborate the Steele dossier, which, as you pointed out, shows they didn't have it verified, which we've said the whole time. And more importantly, they were willing to spend $1 million taxpayer dollars on shoveling political hot garbage through the federal court system just to surveil a political target that would have been totally baseless. It was baseless then. This extra layer adds another reason for Chris Wray's immediate impeachment and the immediate exposure of all these documents.
There you go, Chris. I mean, the FBI is so corrupt. It is just flat out. We can't trust it. Because we know it is corrupt, do we have any obligation at all to be in any kind of compliance with the FBI, seeing as how we know how corrupt it is? In fact, if we are in compliance with them, would that not be considered collusion? Because we know that they've become totally corrupt. Good question, huh?
Yeah. Well, let's add the FDA to that. Headlines, story by Art Moore, World News Daily. The fix is in. The FDA advised today they ignored the warnings about COVID, and they approved the COVID booster for children. Yep. They today, the FDA authorized COVID-19 boosters on the updated bivalent vaccine for children 5 years of age and older, and they amended the emergency use authorization for Moderna, Pfizer, BioNTech bivalent vaccines to include children down to 5 years old. So they're even less trustworthy than the FBI, the IRS, or the Justice right. Department. I don't know who's the scariest right now.
Well, Richard Smith, he was the editor of the British Medical Journal. He said this in July 2021. He says, it's time to assume that health research is fraudulent until proven otherwise.
Amen, yeah.
Well, here's an article by Ethan Huff, and he said that it's not a vaccine. Of course, we've known that, but Pfizer's own data shows that the COVID jabs produce negative efficacy within 30 days. That's right. The latest data from Pfizer proves that the company's original vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, does not strengthen immunity. Quite the opposite. In fact, it's an effort to promote, you know, what it does is it weakens the immunity. Wendy, 2019, this is 2022, am I right?
Right.
2019, we talked about this. We talked about this then. Okay, an effort to promote its new supposedly improved injection for the Omicron variant, the Fauci flu, Pfizer is now admitting that its original mRNA, messenger mRNA, injections turn negative within 30 days, meaning they degrade immunity and leave a person way worse off.
They were.
That's right. And so,
Dr. Paul Offit out there, he was he's an FDA advisor. He was one of the two members of the agency who voted against this no booster shot, no children. And his quote, if I can put it, he said, the only reason he voted against recommending the new booster in the June advisory panel meeting, there were 19 yes votes, there were two negatives, was because hell no was not one of the choices.
Yeah.
Now, this guy is one of the advisors, and he said, the only reason I just voted no is because I couldn't yell, you know what, no. And so one of the people, big doctors, but only two out of the 15, all the rest of them went along with promoting it. We already know it doesn't work, it doesn't last, it causes more harm. And children are the safest people on the earth anyway, because they don't get they get sicker from the flu than COVID. So all of this is probably the biggest lie in, I've heard in my lifetime. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Well, you know, here.
Think of any bigger lie we've been told, longer, harder, more money, time, effort put into lying to us.
Okay, here's one by the expose. COVID shots alter DNA, damage immunity, and ultimately result in death. Expose's investigation found that double-injected people were losing immunity against the so-called Delta virus at a rate of 5% per week. That is why they were dubbed Trojan horse vaccines. They offer an immunity, an initial immunity against a variant, but then also progressively destroy your immune system to the point where the initial immunity is wiped out, okay? And then they continue said destruction until the point where your immune system kills most of the vaccinated spike-producing cells. In other words, the shots induce autoimmunity, meaning the body's immune system begins to attack and destroy itself because it detects spike proteins within our healthy cells.
We talked about that on a previous show. What they're finding is your thymus gland trains your killer immune system cells to know the difference between self and an invading pathogen. So when the vaccines attack the thymus gland, then those cells aren't getting any kind of chemical training messages from the thymus gland, and this is why the immune system is confused.
All right, boy, I can tell you, we got to move on. You ready to move on to horrific child abuse? Mastectomies among transgender minors have exploded. This is an article by Ken Ham. Ken Ham's the fellow that built the Ark. Yeah. Not the first one, but the second one.
The Ark Encounter?
Oh. Yeah. Ken,
the Ark Encounter, yeah.
Ken used to be a regular on this radio program about 20 years ago or more. He would come on, well, when I say regular, he would come on at least a couple times a year.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. How many children will be sacrificed on the altar of LGBTQ religion before parents wake up against the madness that is preached fervently in so many schools around our nation? And though it seems the answer in many of these children, you see, the push to teach gender ideology to children and teens isn't without consequences. It's scaring quite literally thousands of children to do irreversible damage to their own bodies. In a recent article shared the rates of the so-called top surgeries, mastectomies, or chest reconstruction, identifying patients. Wendy, can you think of any reason why a young woman would want her breasts taken off?
I'm just not relating to any of this. It's just so crazy. It's like I don't want to say a sci-fi horror flick, but it's kind of close to it.
Yeah.
They're just crazy, and I can't believe they're convincing. I mean, I think I was watching a video on Olive Tree Ministries, and they interviewed this young girl. Yeah, she was probably 17, 18 years old, and she was going through the phases of all these little identity crises that, you know, they're being promoted everywhere. And she finally, thank the Lord, came to the end of it and said, you know, this is all nonsense. So she kind of came out of it okay, but she said for a while there she was just floating around, not having any direction, and she was trying to find herself. Well, she was listening. She was listening to the people that are insane things.
Yeah.
Well, here's a headline that backs it up. School district non-binary student numbers up 582%. Yep. Montgomery County, Maryland, the largest school district in the state, is very, very, very lefty. But they have reported now, think about that number, a 582% increase in the number of students who claim to be non-binary. The whole school is going nuts with the gender identities, pronouns, and treatments. And they found out that we're all the way down even an elementary school. They now have, 203 middle schoolers and 41 elementary students in this school district are non-binary or wanting to switch their sex.
Joe, 50 years ago,
we didn't have any.
There was a man on the radio, a very wise man, and he kept saying, if you love your children, get them out of the public school.
Oh, big fool.
Get them out of there. Get them out of there now. If you love your children, get them out of the public school.
You know, I met that guy. I met the man you're talking about, and I started to study under, and he became my teacher and the one that helped make me become a pastor. I think his name was Pastor Ernie Sanders. That was the guy.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so, but I didn't just say get them out. We did. We started a homeschooling movement.
Right.
We started promoting homeschooling and started working with the Christian school, promoting them.
You were doing that. I was helping set up Christian schools, although I didn't know you were promoting homeschool. And several states away, I was setting up Christian schools.
And trying to get the kids out of there.
Now, the public school system.
The good news is there's about three new Christian schools open every day in this country, and homeschooling continues to grow at an amazing rate. Over 1 million new homeschoolers in the past year. And that's good news. Very good. So,
thank you, Lord, right?
Yeah.
We're seeing some of them. I wish we could save them all.
Get them out of the public school system. You're right. All righty. Here's one. Listen, rejecting God's design. A New York judge says that the time has come, the time has come to, blacked out one of my lines here, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. But anyhow, this judge is saying that the time has come now for their lives, for transgenderism, and judges are paving the way for, here you go, now I can see it, finally. He says the time has arrived to legalize polygamy. And so,
we knew that was coming, didn't we?
Yep. See, the LGBT's fight was never about marriage. It was about every social norm. It was to undo everything that is normal, everything to be in total opposition to whatever God's word the Bible gave us. And so, back in 2003, the late Justice Antonin Scalia warned of a day when state laws based on moral choices against bigamy, same-sex marriage, adult incest, prostitution, adultery, fornication, bestiality, and obscenity would fall. At that time, people thought he was being dramatic, exaggerating even, but they don't think so anymore. An astonishing 23% of the American public thinks polygamy is morally acceptable. And in 2022, Gallup shows more than triple that it was at 7% when Scalia sounded the alarm. See, people don't get it, do they? They don't get that God has meant what he says. And this is an insanity out there. It's an absolute insanity. Remember what you read at the beginning of this radio program in Genesis chapter 3, and it says, and their eyes were opened, and they knew good from evil. And their eyes were opened, and they knew good from evil. So what does that tell you about the young people today and those on the left today? Do they know good from evil?
I think they do, but they don't know the source of what's good. We see the number not going to church, don't know anything about the Bible, Scripture, can't even explain who Jesus is. So some of it, the truth has been hidden from them, but I think deep down everybody knows certain behaviors are wrong. It's instinctive. God puts it in us.
So they call good evil and they call evil good. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so here, this is just amazing. Here, you know, I'm in the, you know, in that prison ministry, I would see that they would, the guys were getting the worst health care. It wasn't health care at all. It would be better to get nothing than what you would get often. And, but at the same time, they could afford to give these guys these injections so they can grow breasts. And I'll never forget one day walking down there, and there was a guy in his cell, and he was sitting on there. He was getting his, one of those injections, Wendy, to grow breasts. Are you still?
I'm thinking that's kind of freakish, but okay. I mean,
do you know what the stuff is that they give them?
Female
hormone shot.
Yeah, what is it? Men have testosterone, women have, what is it?
Estrogen.
Yeah, that's what they're giving them. And so that they can grow breasts. And now, so here you got these knuckleheads that are uglier than Joe and I, wanting to grow breasts. And then you've got these young, pretty women wanting their breasts removed. I remember when I was younger, some of my relatives, the women got breast cancer, and how horrible they thought it was, how horrible that they have to have one of these mastectomies. It was a terrible thing.
Oh, some of them were committing suicide, depression, drugs, alcohol, the story after story after story about the trauma women went through if they lost a breast, and now they're blocking to do it, thinking it's going to make them feel better. It's insanity, total insanity.
I remember some years ago when there was a big thing about, you know, what was a breast worth. There was a woman in a restaurant, and she was sitting too close to some, you know, very powerful microwave, and she had one of those, what are they, silicones or whatever, breast implants, and the microwave made it burst.
Oh,
and so,
wow.
So yes, she's sitting there at the table having lunch, and her breast burst on her. And so they ended up suing, and she got $1 million per breast. So up until then, they didn't know what they were worth. Did you know that, Wendy?
the courts don't make sense.
You sound flabbergasted.
Yeah, the courts don't make sense to me at all. But you know, normal breast wouldn't do that. It was the airbag she had inserted that ruptured.
Oh yeah. I kind of figured that, you know, because
yeah.
I think it was silicone. It was either silicone or saline. It was one or the other. I can't remember now.
Yeah, the silicone's not good if it kind of gets in your, you know, chest cavity. That's bad. That's why, you know, the leaking silicone breast implants caused a lot of health problems for ladies. So then they went to saline.
Well, saline is just salt water, right?
It is. But there's all kinds of problems that can happen.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking, though, those go in, you know, you have salt water, things with salt water in the microwave all the time. It doesn't cause it to explode. But,
well,
you don't.
Yeah,
you don't.
The thing is women, let's say cancer women get the mastectomies done, and then they have breast reconstruction, and they have the saline implants put in. Those things can, like, slip out of place. They can leak as well. So there's, you know, people got to understand stuff. Some of this stuff's not maintenance-free, you know.
It would still probably be better than the silicones. I think the silicone's what you can't get by a microwave.
I don't know how far back that case was, and, you know, what kind of microwave she was next to, because that must have been a commercial microwave.
Yeah, it was. And do you know who first reported that? Was Rush Limbaugh. Remember Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he reported that, and I was... Anyhow, you know, it's time to give a Wendy commercial. We haven't told the folks about Apothecary Herbs, the best natural medicines that you can get, according to God's Word, the Bible, or natural herbs, right?
I give God the credit every day, all the time, for his herbs. We can't take credit for any of that. He created those herbs and his perfect chemistry. So your whole food chemistry of your medicinal herbs is really can't be improved on. But anyway, since learning about herbs when I was a young mother, I thought this is the best kept secret, really. And it has been for a long time. So people are starting to look at natural options because they're not really crazy about, you know, the side effects from meds and all that, and they can't afford them. And so people are starting to pretty much look at their options there. And, you know, I'm happy to hear it because they're skipping a lot of the care, because that's the other thing I noticed I've been hearing a lot about and reading reports faster is people are, you know, skipping the AMA care plans. In other words, they can't afford it. You know, people are trying to put food on the table and pay their electric bill, keep the house warm. You know, they don't have time to go and spend money on, you know, colonoscopies and mammograms and stuff like that, especially if their insurance isn't covering it. So, natural options for everyday solutions really is what herbs are. That's what God gave us. So, but we're having a sale. We're having a Columbus Day sale. It ends next Sunday, which would be, what, the 16th? Yeah, the 16th. So we have a 25% off sale. Some restrictions apply. Details are on our homepage if you want to check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Or you can simply give us a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. So, yeah, nice sale. Stock up. We're cold and flu. We're immune boosting, and we're metabolic strengthening. That's what our formula line is.
All right, very good. And
Wendy, are more and more farmers, I know a lot of farmers are trying to grow organic these days. Mm-hmm. Are more farmers trying to grow some of the herbs and things that are used in the for medicine? I live in cattle country, so we don't hear much about it. All of my neighbors raise cattle. We're cattle country, but
gotcha.
Other places, are they starting to farm more of these herbs and grow them commercially?
I haven't heard that. I mean, I do.
I'm asking. I haven't either. That's why.
I heard today the largest farmer in America, the one that had, I mean, like thousands of acres of farmland, just cut his what he's planting in half, by one half, because of the price of fertilizer has gone up about 300%.
Yeah, that's way up there.
And
yeah,
so
the thing is, I watched a documentary, and I totally believe this because I had heard this from a lot of organic growers. You know, if you want a good, clean, healthy crop, and you don't want a bunch of pests, because bugs are attracted to crops that aren't so healthy. So it all starts with the soil. If you got crappy soil, you're going to have a crappy crop. So,
right. So
we're not doing the right thing with the soil. We're not rotating crops. We're not letting the land rest. So people are just, you know, agriculture is just throwing, you know, fertilizers on everything. And that's, you know, you got soil that's hard as a rock, and rain can't even penetrate it. So this is a problem. And till standard is where you do crop rotations, then you let the land rest and stuff like that. So I deal with a few farms that still do tilt standard growing where people don't know what that means. So that means the crop came from land that rested at least 5 years, and they didn't use fertilizers, they didn't use pesticides or herbicides or anything like that on the crop. It's a very good crop. So that's primo stuff, but that's the basic stuff. That's how they used to farm in 1900, you know, but we've gotten away from that.
Well, you see, God provides, putting biomass as the plants grow, different plants grow, and they die. The biomass goes back into the soil and the natural fertilizer, also the leaves and things that fall, that blow and turn into soil, pine needles that turn. Some of the richest soil is under a pine forest. I mean, God provides. We're supposed to be smart enough to figure out how to use it and take care of it.
Yeah, you sound like that guy out in Oregon. He did a DVD thing called Back to Eden. Do you know that guy? He was a former veteran. You know, he's a veteran, retired veteran, and he got injured with some Agent Orange. You know, when
I think I've seen in the past. I've seen that. Yeah.
So he was just, you know, he's a Christian guy, and he was just talking to the Lord because he was killing himself. You know, weeding his garden, and so the Lord said, "I want you to go walk in the woods." He had woods on the edge of his property. And so he went walking in the woods, and he says, "Okay, I'm in the woods. Why am I out here?" And the Lord said, "Look down at your feet." And he says, "What do you see?" And he says, "Well, I see a lot of debris, you know, dead trees, bark, leaves, like you mentioned." And he says, "Exactly." He says, "Do you see weeds?" He goes, "Yeah." And the Lord says, "But do you see weeds?" And he goes, "No, I don't see weeds."
No.
No. Right? And so...
Yep.
So he got some aged mulch, and he put that all over his garden, you know, about an inch and a half, and he never got any weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. That,
because that. He is not only good to, you know, replacing the biomass, but in an area that it was, you know, clean and didn't have all the seeds, the weed seeds in it, because seeds, people forget, those seeds live a long, long time. And when you give them, add a little artificial fertilizer and water, what you're doing is fertilizing all those seeds of the weeds, and they grow like mad.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
Words, my everlasting words, my words have brought you here to me, and I won't ever let you down, but you should have a fear of me.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to open the phone lines right now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 nationwide. And the phone lines are open, and we have Clifford. Clifford's here.
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about Ulstein. You know, if he's going to put himself out there as a so-called preacher, he's not following Ezekiel chapter 33. It's supposed to be a watch.
He's not following any scripture.
Yeah.
He's following the money.
Yeah, yeah. My question for Wendy would be, what does she think, if they do the starvation thing, what would you look as like a staple food, rice, potatoes, if they try to, that would be one question. My other question was, would be taking these supplements and taking them out of the capsule, which I prefer, you know, how they come apart, would that be better? And do some people actually put their... like, say, if they're taking a herb, do they put it in a drink? And why would they do that, you know?
Okay. Well, to answer your question about, you know, I guess food sources for, you know, famine, I guess. Basically, try to keep it basic. Things that you can stock now, like dried beans, and then you can soak them and you can, you know, cook them. Those are good protein sources, and they're low in fat. If you're thinking about a supplement form, then I like spirulina and chlorella because they are also a good source of protein. They actually put that on the shuttle for the astronauts to have as a protein source. And then the other question you had was, why do people put their supplement in water? A lot of herbs can be... put into water and they become water soluble, and then they go into the digestive tract, and they really don't have to be digested like a solid mass would. They kind of instantly uptake and it's absorbed. I like to do that a lot, like my probiotic stuff that I use. I'll open it up and dump it in some water, juice, and drink it because it works faster that way.
And some of them are bitter, and that you mix it with something with a better taste, right?
Yeah, you can definitely, on the bitter herbs, you can dilute it in a few ounces of juice or water, and it kind of makes it easier on it to go down, you know. I often think of Mary Poppins, spoonful of sugar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, when they're water-soluble, they don't really need absorbed to be digested. So if you're swallowing a capsule or a tablet, that can take over an hour to get into the digestive system where it can now start to be absorbed into the blood system. So it's just faster the other way.
There you go.
Okay. And my last question would be a spiritual one. You know, when just how the Lord dealt with Miriam's dispute right away, I find that kind of interesting. I know she's Micah mentions her as like a prophet. And Micah, something like chapter 6. But just how the Lord, in some instances, seems to go right into the situation. You know, that. What do you think of that?
Well, Miriam, you mean when Miriam, when she went against Moses?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, God had made it pretty clear who he put in charge there. And we had this, you know, you saw that back in those days with Korah. Remember, Korah decided... Well, that he should be leading the tribes and not the one that God had put in charge. And so, remember, she had a problem, too, with the fact that Moses had taken an Ethiopian woman for a wife. So she had a problem with her, you know, a black woman there. And so she wanted white. And so God gave her white. He gave her more weight than she ever wanted. And he gave her that there only for a week or so. And so...
That was leprosy, right?
Yeah, yeah. But remember, because they went into a panic and they were... And he said, don't worry about it. You know, and they cleared it up. He it only lasted a week. You know, leprosy doesn't normally just last a week, okay?
No.
You have
to normally clear up in that time frame. They didn't. They banished it.
Right. Well, you know, God will tell you, if you're just, it's the obedience that cures it, okay? Remember the centurion that had gotten it, the soldier, the captain, and he had gotten leprosy. And remember what Isaiah told him to go do?
Elijah.
Go bathe in the Jordan seven times. Dip in the Jordan seven times. So there you go. That was the obedience that cured him. Okay. So there you go. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. There you go.
What do you do with insomnia?
What do you do with insomnia? Okay. Craig wants to know, what do you do with insomnia? Go to sleep, she says. No, go ahead.
Well, typically sleep disorders like that, according to Rutgers University, could be linked to your thyroid being out of balance. So the thyroid has to have natural iodine as a fuel source, convert it to iodide to make hormones, and then the body picks up the hormones for different functions. And one of them, the brain will use as a neurotransmitter to regulate your sleep cycle, your circadian sleep cycle, and also your breathing when you're sleeping. It's involuntary. So people with, like, insomnia and sleep apnea, they need to probably look at their thyroid.
What about valerian root?
Valerian root, did he say?
Yeah.
He sounds far away, so I'm just checking.
Oh, he is. You're in North Carolina. He's up here in Cleveland.
Thank you for clarifying that so much. Valerian root's nice for taking tension out of the nervous system. So, if you kind of like got a busy mind and you can't shut it off and go to sleep, that may be helpful. It does have a natural source of calcium, which helps with the serotonin. You can try that.
I recommend jogging a couple miles. Works wonders.
Oh yeah, now here's the thing.
A lot of people I know that can't sleep don't get enough exercise. Their work entails a lot of sitting. They do not get the exercise they need. And I think that's one of the big things where they have sleep problems.
Yeah, some people, though, if you exercise too late in the day, it wakes them up so much, you know, and they can't sleep.
Oh, okay.
So try to get some exercise earlier in your
day. Earlier in the day, okay.
Yep.
Huh. That's an interesting.
What was that?
Joe, you weren't accusing me of anything, were you?
No, I wasn't thinking of you at all. I was thinking of that younger engineer sitting in there in the studio.
Oh, there he goes.
You and I, with our health, just walking a couple miles is a good thing. And
yeah.
It can be painful, hard to do, but.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that city where all the roads go downhill.
Amen.
Well, hey, you know, exercise can kind of be boring, you know, so I tell people find something fun to do. For me, I like the exercise videos that do some dancing. You know, you can actually learn to do dancing and you're exercising at the same time, so it's kind of a two-for.
My wife likes those, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's even one that makes you dance, but you're working on your abs at the same time. So you start to get like your six pack. So, yeah.
Well, like Thomas Jefferson, he recommended long walks in the woods with a gun, and I go along with that. Long walks in the woods with a gun. It's great exercise.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
It also keeps people off your property.
All right. Very good. So you said, when are you telling me if I learn to do the jitterbug again, I'm going to sleep better.
Oh, don't even want to see that.
Well, you want to be selective on your physical ability. You don't want to select something too advanced. Okay. So maybe some. they call the slow motion, low impact stuff. Like one of my favorite, a lot of times, you know, even if you're exercising, you can really get tight muscles, especially guys can get tight hamstrings and stuff. And I have a bad habit of sitting at my desk and wrapping my knees underneath my chair, and that's bad for the calf muscles and stuff. So there's this DVD by this is Miranda Esmond White. She's a Canadian ballerina, former ballerina, and she has these exercises called it's not Calinas, but it's classical stretch. Excellent, excellent. Excellent. You'll do this stretch 20 minutes, and it's a series of things, and she explains why it's helping you. And by the time you're done, you feel like you could fly up a set of stairs.
Wow. Yeah. Just remember this. Don't ever forget. Chubby Checker did the twist so much that he wasn't chubby anymore. Let's go. That's right. See. I know that
jokes are flying tonight.
I know that would impress Joe. All right. Who did you say we have here?
Timothy,
you're in the air.
Yes, good evening, Joe. Good evening, Wendy. And good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
I continue to pray for all of you every day, especially Pastor Ernie, that he's on the mend. God's
Thank you.
And I just wanted to throw – I only have about 3 minutes until the invitation, so I want to say this quickly. I want to ask Wendy, I just heard what you were saying about the thyroid. I take levothyroxine, and I also take Losartan for blood pressure. Is there any way, I also listen to Peter Glidden when he's on here, and I've been doing some due diligence on my own because I don't trust the AMA. I'm in a quandary between, you know, what to do and the doctor I have and whatnot. He's a nice person, but I know he's probably under pressure from the AMA. And I wanted to find out, is there any truth to getting off of levothyroxine if you've been on it for a while? Can you reverse that and handle it naturally?
Again, he sounds far away, but if I got the gist of that, he's got a couple of meds. He's asking if he could come off of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Levothyroxine and Losartan. I wanted to know if I could attack that naturally.
Right.
I was never on them, so
I
got into
medical advice.
Later
okay.
years.
I'm not a physician, so I can't give that. But... I do know people are using some natural items to bridge the gap as they slowly wean off their medicine.
Iodine supplements?
What do you say?
Iodine supplements, is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, if you're on, let's say, a prescription med, if you've been on...
Losartan is one of them.
Yeah, if you've been on 1 6 months or longer... your body kind of uses the chemicals in that drug as a crutch, so it's not a good idea to take it, come off suddenly.
Right,
we're
pressed for time. There's two other things I wanted to say, but I wanted to maybe
process.
I will call your number, and because I was thumbing through the catalog, maybe I'll have to. I want to call Peter Glidden's office and talk to you as well. I want to get a handle on this, and however many years I have left. On this
yeah,
earth,
we,
I want to
we
be
have
able to
some
get,
information
be
we
fruitful.
Could send you.
I just wanted to
Probably
say, when you guys
better,
talking about
yeah.
the farming, I was doing a deep dive on some stuff while we were listening. And we owe a debt of gratitude to George Washington Carver. If anybody has any question about anything that's been said on this show about the truth of what's going on with Bill Gates and the Chinese, just look up George Washington Carver, and he'd be rolling over in his grave if he saw what they did with what he started. And then Philippians 1:6.
Wendy, he wanted your number again.
Okay,
I have the number. I have the catalog. I have the number. And I just wanted to say that old blood and guts, George Sherman Patton, his famous line was, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Remember that in about 27 days.
All right, yeah. Very good. All right, thanks, Timothy. Okay, Joe, it's that time. You've got just under 4 minutes.
I was thinking something a little different tonight. In Scripture, there's a lot about the Holy Spirit of God. And... in Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those that are born again, Pastor Ernie and I have talked about, are some of the happiest people we know, the most content, the happiest people filled with joy and love. The Scripture tells us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then it also says,
the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And Scripture in, I think it's in Romans 8, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth it, what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints, those are the born-again believers, according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for you. The Holy Spirit gives you peace and joy, and when you are led by the Holy Spirit, you are the sons and daughters of God. Well, do you want to be a son or daughter of God? Do you want the Holy Spirit bringing you joy, peace, and love in your life? Do you want the Holy Spirit helping you to have access to the Father? Well, you have to be, as Jesus said to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. And being a born again is not complicated, but it's a very serious thing. You must repent to the Father of your sins. In other words, in your heart, you must be sorry that your sins caused him to place his son on that cross in Calvary, because Jesus went there to die for you, for me, for Pastor Ernie, all of those who would accept him as Savior. He took our place, paid the price, the wages of sin or death. And we know from Scripture, we have sinned and committed iniquity, we have done wickedly, we have rebelled, we've gone away from the precepts of God. So we need a Savior. So we pray to the Father to forgive us that our sins placed his Son on the cross. And then we ask Jesus to come into our life, to be Lord, really, truly Lord of our life. We give ourselves willingly to him. And when we've done that, we ask for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that is the spiritual baptism. That is being born again by the Spirit and then by water. That's the what you do to show the world that you are a born-again believer, is your water baptism. But you become a new creature, a new creation, a child of the kingdom, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And your life on this earth will be happier, more peaceful, more joyful than you can imagine. Amen?
Amen to that. Okay. And you'll find all of that right in God's Word, the King James Bible, folks. Again, no one has ever regretted receiving Christ as their Lord and Savior. But boy, there's a whole lot of people that wish they had. That's a fact. Alrighty, we are running out of time for tonight. Wendy, I want to thank you for being here. And I want to give your number out. That number for Wendy is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or go to thepowerherbs.com. Folks, get the catalog. You really need that catalog. It's dynamite. Well, until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.